morning, everyone. Celeste Headlee is out today. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway. Let's check leading stories at 47 minutes after the hour. The big story, of course, Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Been speaking on state television in Tripoli for 2 hours this morning. He says he can't step down. He says he's not president, which is why, addressing his supporters, he defended his rule and insisted the country's oil fields and ports are safe and under control. One other big story this morning from Pakistan. Gunmen shot down a top liberal Pakistani minister outside his home in Islamabad this morning. It was the Minister of Minorities, Shahbaz Bhutti. He's the only Christian member of Pakistan's cabinet, and he was critical of the nation's blasphemy laws. It's the second time a high-profile critic of those laws has been assassinated. Shoaib Hassan, BBC correspondent, joins us now from Islamabad, or from Karachi. Shoaib, first of all, what is the significance of this assassination, and how much of a sort of source of instability is tension over this blasphemy law?
Well, it's a very significant move by the militants. It definitely sends out a message once again that anybody who speaks or even hints that the blasphemy law can be changed is liable to be handled, is liable to be dealt with in such a manner. That's what the militants have said in the past, and what the extremist and right-wing parties have said. It says that the government is not in control, and it's a very volatile situation as far as the blasphemy laws are concerned. A sizable minority of people in Pakistan believe that they should be changed, but many people in Pakistan, also most ordinary Muslims, believe the law should not be changed, and that anybody who believes that Islam or the Prophet Muhammad is insulted should be dealt according to the laws.
We're talking about the death of Shahbaz Bhutti, the only Christian member of Pakistan's parliament, assassinated this morning. Shoaib Hassan is in Karachi. Before we go, is it the case that there is a constituency in Pakistan that believes being a Christian is a form of blasphemy?
Well, not really. What the blasphemy laws basically say is that anybody who insults Islam or insults the Prophet Muhammad, who's the main prophet of Islam, can be liable to be punished with a term that's up to life imprisonment and can also be sentenced to death. The law does not only apply to the minorities. Many Muslims have been convicted under the blasphemy laws, but it targets minorities. So the Christians are under pressure in Pakistan right
Shoaib now. Shoaib Hassan, BBC correspondent, talking to us from Karachi. You're listening to The Takeaway, where you can always reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.